Okay, so the band has had a hearty helping of former members. What do you think makes this lineup different from the other ones?
It just seems like everything's really come together where we're at right now with the more in your face sound. When Chuck joined in 03, up till that point we had a pretty solid, 5 or 6 year run with the same guys, and just over time things evolve, life changes, people move on to other things, and once Chuck joined in 03, the focus towards the heavier part of our sound really started to take shape, and just the writing clicked. He and I spent a lot of time together writing, I guess almost like a Lars James type thing, where we're just batching out riffs and just coming up with a lot of cool stuff and experimenting with like at the 7-string and some drop tunings just for some different inspiration. And over time, that evolution just led us to just kind of need something different vocally. And Scott was always a guy that I really admired, really loved. We started playing shows together, with his band Inertia early on. And after we parted with Russ, a few years went by. We got through, a couple of different lineups with singers, and it just didn't work out. So when Scott joined, it's just like it all finally came together. His style, his sound, kind of that EO-esque, gravelly, bluesy Paul Rodgers thing just fits so well with these tunes that that was the nucleus. Me, him, and Chuck, and then Rob joined on bass last year. It's just like we're all kind of together as one, just kind of like the Ion Bay machine. It just feels right on a, on a slightly different level.
Before we get to Scott, Chuck is he's amazing on the drums. What did you think the first time you heard him play?
Oh, it's like this guy is just solid. You could tell he can open it up at any time, but he's just such a solid player. It just, I think that's what drove the writing style too. It helped drive it. It's just, you come up with a cool heavy riff, and then you got this guy that can explode, but he's going to sit there and he's going to lay into it and groove it and chunk it. And when we heard him play, we're like, man, this guy's unbelievable. He's right on top of everything. He could do the Neil Peart type stuff, but with the metal and that whole meat and potatoes thing, he's just right on top of it. So we were pretty excited to have the opportunity to jam with Chuck.
Yeah, we talked about Scott a little bit before, but I mean, he just has this very, very, different sound. It's like his voice grabs a hold of you, when he sings. Do you write when you guys wrote this, the couple of songs that you have on version 1.0, were those like kind of geared towards him? Because it feels like they're like just suited perfectly for his style.
The funny thing is, we had those tunes, before Scott, but it's like as soon as we heard him sing them, like you said, it just seemed so perfect. It's almost like they were written for him. When he sent his first demo, because he's in New York, so when he sent his first take of Enough, we were just like, oh man, this is like what we heard in our head the first time we wrote it, and it's finally here right in front of us, and we're just really ecstatic.
Yeah, I think it's that song. Like the first song I heard from you guys on this new set of tracks you have is Enough, and right off the bat I'm like, wow. He
Awesome.
just he's all, he's like a metal poet in a way.
That's cool. I'm sure I'll love to hear that one.
So what are you guys looking to do moving ahead? I mean, you have it's kind of like you've been reborn in a way.
You know what? I think you hit the nail on the head, and that's how we're looking at it too. It's like, the first part of our career was great. We did a lot of cool things, but then it's like, we kind of had a rebirth or reinvention or whatever. It's still Ion. It's always been Ion Vane, but it's like chapter two of the career where, all these other elements came together like we talked about earlier. With this just, more in-your-face metal sound, and it's. If it wasn't so overused, we would probably call the full release like Rebirth or something like that. But, it's like we have to, I think we're going to go with just Ion Vane because it's, like you said, it's a rebirth of the band. And it's like we're starting from square one now with this sound and this lineup and this chapter of the Ion Vane story.
considering, you know, the multiple lineups and just how, I mean, you've spent a good almost, you know, 20 years doing this with this band. What do you want the legacy to be?
Oh, you know, that's a great question. You know, definitely, you know, we definitely want to leave some kind of legacy behind. You know, we definitely want to be known for a band that wrote songs that could reach out and touch people and, you know, make some kind of difference in their life. You know, and that was, you know, when I started playing, when I started writing, and I think I could speak for all of us, you know, you love what you do, but you love to reach out and make a difference to people. And I always felt like, you know, I remember hearing Fade to Black by Metallica, you know, when you're having a bad day and you hear this song, it just, you know, it speaks to you and pulls you out of whatever funk you're in. And, you know, I just hope when people hear our music, any of it, that it can help them through a bad day or, you know, get them charged up to do a workout or, you know, ski jump or, you know, whatever they're doing at the time, that it just has an effect on them in a positive way.
What was the influence behind Enough? Because, I mean, you're talking about getting a song, you know, gearing somebody up. The first time I heard Enough, I said, you know, this could be a professional wrestler's, like, theme song. Just some badass guy that, like, just goes in there and, like, kicks ass, you know? Like, what was your mindset behind that?
You know what? I think it was inspired probably more from, like, a relationship type thing. You know, it could have been a boy-girl thing. I don't, you know, that's probably where it started. But, you know, and then it kind of evolved into a, you know, you had enough of everything. You know, you had enough of the lie, you had enough of the BS, you know, you had enough of, you know, whatever's aggravating you in your life. And, you know, I think that little seed that was probably inspired from either, you know, seeing somebody go through something difficult or, you know, having it out with somebody myself or whatever, you know, it just evolved beyond that. Like you said, it could be, you know, you hear that song and it fires you up. It could be something for a wrestler, an extreme sport or whatever. That just, it's a power motivator, I guess, you know. And, you know, we've all gone through stuff where you had enough of it, and just to get that out of you, whether, you know, whether it's going, standing in the corner and screaming into a wall or whatever, you know, or just getting that energy out through the song, you know, I definitely think it could be an anthem for, you know, for anybody in life, especially these days with all the, you know, economic issues and, you know, bad things people are going through. You know, hopefully people pick up on it and it helps get them through.
How would you kind of sell your band to someone? Like, let's just say someone's, you know, surfing the web and they're looking, you know, for a good, you know, progressive rock metal band, and they come across, you know, IonVane, you know, .com or whatever, and they're like, ah, what are these guys all about? Why should I stay here? Why should I listen to some of these tracks? What would you say to them?
Oh, that's, you know, that's always a tough one. It's just, it's hard-hitting, in-your-face, catchy, grooving, powerful metal. You know, it's something a little out of the ordinary, something I don't think you can pigeonhole, but it's just, it's strong, in-your-face, you know, melodic metal, you know, with good songs and good playing. You know, it's not over the top. I guess it's turning into, like, the longest description ever to try and help somebody in 2 seconds.
That's all right.
But, you know, that's probably the most difficult thing, is to try and explain yourself. It's like, that's why I'm excited to hear what you think about it. You know, what label do you put on it? Because it's always the hardest thing to try and get your sound across to somebody.